Good morning. Here's what's making news on Classic Hits WTYE. An investigation continues following the Tuesday arrest of a Robinson woman by local authorities. The Oblong Unified School District will open online registration August 1st. Students at Lincoln Trail, Frontier, Olney Central, and Wabash Valley will have a variety of ways to attend classes this fall. From the Tracy Insurance and Investments Newsroom, I'm Tony Collins. Tracy Insurance and Investments, where they treat you like family. An investigation continues following the Tuesday arrest of a Robinson woman by local authorities. According to Palestine Police Chief Jeb Biesing, his office was investigating a burglary to a motor vehicle that led to the arrest of 23-year-old Sonny Brown. Brown reportedly stole a wallet from a vehicle in the 100 block of South Main Street in Palestine and went on a two-day shopping spree. Brown was arrested and charged with possession of another's credit, debit, or ID card, retail theft over $300, and possession of stolen property. Chief Biesing says additional charges are expected as the investigation continues. Assisting in the case was Officer Jacob McGinnis, Deputies Michael Delaney and Paul Wieland, as well as Robinson Police Officers Nathaniel Nicholas, Logan Miller, and Cale Adams. Schools across the county continue to prepare for the coming school year, whatever form that may take. However, the first step remains the same, registration. The Oblong Unit 4 School District will open online registration August 1st. A parent help day for both grade school and high school students and parents will be held August 4th from 10 to 6 p.m. at the grade school. All new students will need to register on the parent help day. To register online, parents must go to oblongschools.net and log into their Skyward Family Access account. Parents can pay fees online using the RevTrack option located within the Skyward program. Students will begin classes on August 21st and will be dismissed at 2 p.m. Fall classes at the four IECC colleges will begin August 20th. Students at Lincoln Trail, Frontier, Olney Central, and Wabash Valley will have a variety of ways to attend classes. According to IECC Chancellor Dr. Ryan Gower, many courses will continue to be delivered in a face-to-face format like they were prior to the pandemic. However, face-to-face class sizes may be smaller or the classes may be relocated to larger spaces that allow for social distancing. The IECC schools will also offer some classes in hybrid and flex teaching formats. A few courses will be delivered remotely. Dr. Gower says from the onset, IECC has had two guiding philosophies: to deliver the distinctive, interactive, and personal education experience students desire, and to do so in a fashion that protects the health and well-being of students, faculty, and staff. Gower says it's a delicate balance. That's been a look at the news. Time now for sports from the Bodybuilders Collision and Glass Sports Desk. Bodybuilders, your hometown collision center. The IHSA announced its plan for the upcoming school year yesterday. The plan moves some fall sports to the spring and allows others to continue as planned with restrictions. IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says football practice will likely begin in mid-February with the first game in March.
In our plan, and practice could start on February 15th, but the first contest probably is, well, I know it is, and it's the first contest possibility because of acclimatization would be March 5th.
Anderson says there's still a lot to be figured out, but the season will likely be shortened.
We're checking on the feasibility and the time schedule, but we would anticipate more like a six to seven game regular season, and then moving into some regional kind of postseason competition in a somewhat bracketed format.
Sports like cross country and golf will be allowed beginning in August. Boys and girls basketball will start in mid-November. Baseball and softball are slated to start in May. Illinois basketball is mourning the passing of legendary coach Lou Henson. The 88-year-old died this past Saturday at his home in Champaign. The Hall of Famer coached the Illini from 1976 to 1996, amassing a 423-224 record. His time at Illinois was highlighted by 12 NCAA tournament appearances, a total of 15 postseason bids, and 11 20-win seasons. His most successful season came with the Flying Illini, who won a then-school record 31 games and advanced to the 1989 NCAA Final Four. Henson retired as the all-time leader in victories at both Illinois and New Mexico State. And finally, the NBA is ready to play ball for real. The league tips off its 8-game regular season restart tonight in the NBA bubble in Orlando. The Jazz will play the Pelicans in the first game, followed by the Clippers and Lakers. After a recent poke in the eye, Lakers star Anthony Davis is planning to play. For the latest on these stories and more, visit WTYEFM.com. WTYE is your daily source for the latest in local news, sports, and weather. Follow us on Twitter at WTYE News. I'm Tony Collins.